Madam Chair, Excellencies and distinguished participants, dear friends and colleagues, I'd like to touch on such an aspect of human rights as the linguistic legislation that must support linguistic diversity, and especially in the issues of access to justice and provision of translators. The most important aspect of modern political linguistics is the realization that the unique formation of individual personality occurs in the language environment in which a person is born and bred. That is the basis of personality formation, is the recognition of its unique national and linguistic identity and the construction of its own mental worldview with the help of native language tools, national and cultural traditions and customs, and finally, the ability to protect his or her own rights and freedom. The issue of bilingual education is fundamental in the modern world, I think. It is inconceivable without the issues of preserving and developing national minority languages. The Russian Federation today has a complex state structure. It is divided into 85 subjects of the federation, unequal neither in size nor of the social and financial conditions, among other factors. Today in Russia, we have 277 languages and dialects are used today. 81 languages are used in the state educational system, of which 30 are used as a language of instruction and 59 as the subject of study. The problem of preserving and developing the unique linguistic diversity of one-of-a-kind country in the world is already becoming obviously urgent. Linguistic relations of our country require the closest attention and large-scale research. And many languages are gradually disappearing and are in danger of complete extinction at the moment. As a recommendation in the final resolution, I'd like to offer the next one. The state should create conditions for the preservation, maintenance, and development of minority languages. The main means of achieving an optimal balance between linguistic groups from the point of view of linguistic security is the elaborated system of legislation that provides a clear and understandable mechanism for the legal regulation of linguistic relations. And to conclude, I admire Malta mentioned on our forum, democracy dies with the lies. So, but I'd like to go on it, but the truth is depend on the language's rights. So thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. We will now make a second attempt.